Nothing at all. No, it's exactly the same.
So no bids on the table for any of the players?
No, not at all.
There was the situation, of course, with Nick Montgomery and Richard Creswell. Can you shed any more light on just exactly why they are prevented from playing?
Well, you've said everything that's needed to be said before, and there's nothing to add to it. You know, it's a financial situation that hopefully will be resolved as soon as it possibly can be. But that's all I can say, really. It's an in-house thing. It's something that will be done behind closed doors, in private, with the players and the club. And that's all I can elaborate on. There's nothing really else to say.
Is there another avenue out of this then? Because unless somebody comes in, it's at this impasse right now. If they're not able to play and nobody's got a bid on the table.
Well, like I say, I think, you know, the decision and the conversation will go on, you know, within the club. You know, and like I say, it's not something that we want to discuss. In fairness, I think everybody understands the situation the club finds itself in at the moment. You know, in terms of the finances, so they're doing the best they can to manage that. And like I say, the conversations will go on in private.
Does that mean then Sheffield United are trying to pay them up to sort their contracts out?
I've told you, we'll discuss that in private. You know, that's nothing to do with anybody else or whatever. You know, we'll discuss it in private and see how we can come to some conclusion that suits everybody. That's the best thing I can say.
So how are they then? I mean, presumably you've got two frustrated lads there wanting to play but can't.
Listen, irrespective of this situation, they both want to play anyway. You know, that's the nature of the two lads, the great pros. They are frustrated, of course, yeah. You know, but the one thing about them all the time, you get the same from them every day. You know, they go out there and they train the tails off every day and hoping that, you know, at the end of the week they've got something to show for it, which every player does. You want to play a game at the end of your training schedule and they're no different. And let's hope, like I say, it'll be resolved as soon as it can be.
It's obviously brought into sharper focus. I think everybody is aware of the financial situation at the club at the moment. Is it, from what you were led to believe, is it worse than perhaps we on the outside understood? How would you assess it?
Well, that's not my position to discuss it. You know, my position is the football team, and the football team are doing what we want them to do. You know, if you want to talk about the financials, I think there's other people you need to speak to, not myself. But what I will say, on the football side of it, we'll be as committed as we always are. You know, we'll go out there, we'll try and win our games, we'll try and get the best players in at our disposal, and we'll try and play them as many times as we can. But, you know, the finances, you know, like you said, every football club, there's other areas who are far more knowledgeable about that than I am. And I think they're the people you need to speak to, not me.
Just to bring it back to football transfers then, do you almost need that bid to come in to break the impasse, if you like, so that you know where you stand?
Listen, you're preempting everything. I have no idea what will create a situation that resolves the situation. I don't know whether it's been somebody coming in for somebody or not. I don't know. We'll wait and see what happens. And like I said, they'll have conversations with the people within the football club, and I'm sure that they'll come to some sort of situation that they can all turn away and say, well, we're quite happy with that. And that's the best scenario that we're hoping for, that everybody comes away with it feeling happy with whatever's been discussed.